Y94 Morning Playhouse.
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
There's your R rating right there.
Y94.
Miley Cyrus, We Can't Stop in the Playhouse. Y94, the number one hit music station. Playhouse Vet Line is open. In the Vet Line, you basically just call 237-HITS or text 35270 and complain about absolutely anything. Something bothering you? You just complain, gripe. Now, maybe this is something you dealt with this weekend or you got to deal with this week, or just a general pet peeve. Whatever it is, it's just your chance to air it out. Just air out the dirty laundry in the Vent Line. Rat, anything bothering you today, sir?
It's a weird one because I was out doing the yard work yesterday with the hedge trimmers and such. Mm-hmm. And then I was thoroughly disappointed and saddened when I looked over and my neighbor was taking care of his hedge with a sword.
With a sword?
A full-on sword, swinging away hero style, hacking at it. And I was like, aw, I want a sword.
Oh, huh.
So your vent is that you live next to a crazy person, or that you don't have a sword?
Or that I want to be the crazy person.
I will say this, if I had to pick out the person in your neighborhood that has a sword, A, and then B, uses it to do lawn work, if it makes you feel better, I would have just guessed it was you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
oh, okay.
There is that.
It's a little better.
Maggie, do you have any vents today? Are yours also sword related?
They're not sword related, actually, surprisingly enough. No, I want to vent that I wanted a big dog, and now I have a big dog, and I got taken out. I had a friend come over with his chocolate lab, and I have my dog. She's pretty big now, too, and I wasn't paying attention, and they were playing behind me. They both ran into me, took my legs out from behind me. I landed flat on my back, and now I'm sore.
Mm.
I just hurt.
So you want to vent about being tinier than your dog.
Yeah.
What I like about your dog, because she's gotten so big, I feel like you could ride her around like a horse.
I probably could.
With a sword.
Ooh.
And then we could just kind of have a little adventure. Huh?
Yeah,
I would love to see that.
Mm-hmm.
I would pay good money to see you on your dog with a sword. That is a horse show I'd go to see. I'd love to see that.
Sure.
Can we do that? Maybe
I'll see if I can make it happen.
Maybe we get you a gig at Bonanzaville or something and really bringing the dollars. Just throwing it out there. I want to vent about DVD companies getting too smart. It used to be you just fast forward through or click to the next chapter just to get through all the darn crap you tried to make me see before I watch my movie. I already paid for the movie. Must you shove advertisements down my throat already? You put it in there and you have to see trailers and previews, just all kinds of random crap. I sat through it. It felt like 15 minutes worth of stuff. I'm sure it was like two, but I felt like I was watching forever. I just want to watch my DVD.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, especially when you buy a brand new one, they've figured out like all the little tricks you're going to do when you sit there, so they now know how to lock that all up. And I just click every button I can think of, and it's like, this button not currently supported, can't do this feature right now, as I'm staring at all these things I don't care about. I don't want to watch your previews, DVD companies. Let me watch my movie, please.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you're actually at the movie theater, because that is the one other place on the planet you can't fast forward through anything.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks. I bought this. Give me the ability to just go ahead. Can I put my credit card in and then you let me fast forward? Anything I can do. Please, let me cheat and don't make me watch these previews. There's my vent.
It's a good one.
Your vent today, hi.
I really can't stand when men refer to their wives as the wife or the old lady or the old ball and chain. Like, that's from 100 years ago. First of all, we are women. We are your spouses and we are your partners. Why do you refer to your wife as the when A, she has a name, and B, she is your wife? Why can't you just say, this is my wife, or my wife does X, Y, and Z? I mean, men are so pathetic. It's just like gross.
Okay, perfect. Listen, we appreciate the vent this morning, so you don't care when people say, this is the wife, this is the girlfriend. Gotcha. Perfect. Write a couple of text events. What are you seeing?
On a similar angle, somebody's saying, I can't stand it when people make wife jokes to me. I'm like, dude, I get along with my wife. I love my wife. Stop complaining to me about yours. Another one, I want to vent about people who stare at you for no reason. It's just creepy, and it's not like you can stare back to make them uncomfortable. It's just weird. And I want to vent about when you warn someone about a guy being a D-bag, but they go out with him anyway, and then ask you why you didn't say anything when he's a jerk.
You know what I love about sunglasses? This is for one of those texted vents. You can stare back if you have the like right shade of sunglasses. Mm-hmm. You can stare at whoever you want to. But what happens to me sometimes, though, is because I have contacts usually, and I have glasses, too, that I wear them very rarely. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I forget that they're glasses and not sunglasses, so I think I can just stare at people, but then I realize they can see me because it's not my shades. It's a tough life. It's hard. It really is. Do you have a vent you want to share today in the vent line?
Slow walkers. When you're on your way to work in the morning, you're walking down the street, and you get stuck behind a group of people that take up the entire sidewalk, and they are moving at a snail's pace. Mm-hmm. Let's go, people. I have things to do.
I know. You're a very busy man. You don't have time for their crap. I hear you. I'm right there with you. Your vents at 237 hits. You can text 35270. You can vent about whatever you want to, as evidenced by the fact that Rat complained that he doesn't have a sword with which to do his lawn work.
Yes.
So there's that. Your vents at 237 hits, and I kind of pop. I love it. Is next.
The Morning Playhouse.
They knew that I had utterly humiliated myself, and at the end of the day, they respected that.
Y94.
Rat and Maggie in the Playhouse of the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Playhouse vent line is open at 237 hits. You can text 35270. You can complain about absolutely whatever you want to. What's your vent today for the vent line?
I am so sick of people on their computers and on their cell phones. If you go out to eat with somebody, they're on their cell phone the whole time. It's so rude. I love technology, but I hate it at the same time.
So you're thinking, if you're going to sit here with me in this booth, you could at least pay some attention to me.
Right. I've got asked out to dinner before, and they're on their cell phone the whole time. I'd rather sit at home.
Well, forbid they have a conversation with you, you know, on a date.
On a date, exactly.
I want to ask you out, but the whole time, can I just tweet at you? Yeah. No, you'll sit at one end there. I'll sit at the other end. We'll share appetizer, but I'll tweet at you what I think about it, if that's cool. Hashtag loving this date. Some texted vents. What are you guys seeing over there?
Walmart on 13th. Fix your damn potholes. I'm going to lose my car in one sometime. They're huge.
That's if you lose your car, that's not a pothole. That's just a really big hole.
Also seeing when people ride their bike in the middle of the road when there's a bike path less than 5 feet away. I cannot stand people who write comments on Facebook or Yahoo that are completely insulting and have no real input. And my vent, people who go on vacation and come back to work and say, man, I need a vacation from my vacation. Shut up. Some of us have been working.
Your vent, what you got?
When people go, well, it says 40 miles an hour or 55, mm-hmm. or they turn around and only go between 20 and 25 miles an hour through a damn zone.
So I'm thinking you specifically mean like construction zones where it'll say, hey, why don't you go like 40 here? But instead they go 15. They're going even under the less, like, because what it says for construction already slower than you planned on going because you take this road all the time. And usually it's blankety blank speed, but they are choosing to go slower than the already slow speed.
Mm-hmm.
I think I see what you're saying. I'm with you. Your vents at 237 hits. You can text 35270. Grab a couple of more after Jason Derulo.
Love
the Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Oh, they rocked! Woo!
Y94.
Derulo with the other side. Y94, the number one hit music station. Grab these last couple of vents at the Playhouse vent line at 237 hits. And over the text club at 35270. I like the vent line. It actually always puts me in a good mood, which sounds weird because in essence, it's people complaining.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear their problems, and almost every single one, I'm like, oh, yeah, I hear you. Or what usually happens, I'm like, yeah. Now my problems, I really got none, I guess.
They don't seem so bad.
If that's what's causing your life so much drama, I guess my life's pretty good. So I actually walk away from the vent line and be like, I got no probs. No issues in my
life.
Just
let it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you sit there and you go like, oh, people complaining, just be happy that you're not having those issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of them are either really big problems or such little things that it's actually kind of sad it's an issue in their life. And you could just kind of be like, at least my life's better than that. What's your vent today?
What is up with people always wanting to know what time it is. I mean, don't you have a cell phone? I mean, it's connected to a damn satellite circling the Earth that tells you what time it is. I mean, can't you invest in a watch? You can get a watch in a Cracker Jack box these days. I mean, watches are $3 at you know, some of the, at like Walmart or something. You can get a watch. Leave me alone. I mean, you know, the only time somebody wants to know what time it is right before they say, hey, buddy, can you got any spare change? I mean, I'm over it. Get a watch. Get a cell phone. Do something. You know, get a sundial. Look at the sun. Do something. Just leave me the alone about what time it is.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. Not just for the vent, but you actually, I think you just proved a point that I was just trying to make. And thank you for proving that I don't know.
He feels better now.
Yeah.
Yes.
The biggest issue in his life is people asking him what time it is. I feel pretty good about my life right now, right? What's your vent?
I'd like to vent about people who are not parents giving parenting advice to the rest of us.
Give me an example of something somebody said to you.
Okay, somebody once that asked me from work to go out for a drink, and I was like, no, I have to pick up my kids. And they're like, well, just call grandma. You need to get out more, and your kids, you know, they'll be fine.
Perfect, thank you. So, non-parents giving parenting advice is your vent. By the way, I think you really should watch more R-rated movies with your kids.
Let them run with scissors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that would be great if you could do that. What? Mm-hmm. Why not at the same time?
Yeah.
In the dark.
Leave them home alone watching Teen Mom.
There you go. You can learn a lot from that show. Well, actually, you can. Really, it is very educational. Makes me never want to be.
Yeah.
I decided I'm never going to be a teen that's pregnant. Watch it. No, thank you.
You're never going to be a teen mom.
I learned that from that show. Rat some of them texted vents.
I have OCD and have to take a class for work. I hate it when people mess with my pens. They have to be straight, people. My vent is when my friends invite me down to the lake and then say I show up and they say, okay, well, we're down at the sound bar. We'll be there in an hour to pick you up. And then they finally show up. Rude. Don't invite me to the lake if you're going to make me sit by myself for 45 minutes. When people tell me my car is a piece of crap and I should get a new one. Really? Like I had no idea my vehicle is a junker? Or maybe I don't have enough money for a new one.
Did you text that in?
Mm.
Oh, good. Rat? Your car? Do we do pay you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you need to get a new car. Daft Punk, Get Lucky here in a couple of minutes. Your news and weather is next as well.
We're tiny, we're toony, we're all a little loony.
The Morning Playhouse.
Let's rip where we can.